The Holy Gospel according to John, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and he was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." Now, after he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had returned to the table. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your teacher, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Oh, little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new command, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A new commandment is given tonight, that we love one another. Well, on Tuesday of last week, gosh, I can't believe it's only Tuesday of last week, San Diego County announced that it would be receiving 1,450 migrant children into its care from the federal government, housed in the convention center downtown as the kids are in transition to sponsors and families across the country. So on Wednesday last week, the social services organization that the county contracted with to provide everything from volunteers and food service to sport activities connected with a friend of mine, Pastor Rebecca, in the Episcopal Diocese, and asked whether she might be interested in coordinating and providing spiritual care and worship services for these kids. And I'd gotten to know Pastor Rebecca over the summer while planning things like prayer vigils. And so Rebecca emails the contacts that she'd made over the summer with things like that. And I think she expected that maybe she'd turn on a faucet and it would be like a couple of drips would come out. And instead, she received this torrent of emails back. What emerged was this cascade, this outpouring from all corners of the county, clergy and churches and volunteers from faith traditions of all stripes and colors, delighting finally to be given an opportunity to help these migrant children. So the Episcopal diocese was like, whew, this is going to be way bigger than we thought. So they pulled Bishop Andy and Bishop McElroy from the Roman Catholic diocese and pulled together kind of a planning committee. And I was one of the first people who raised my hand and emailed her right back. And probably because of that, Bishop Andy said, hey, why don't you sit on this committee and let me go off and do my own thing? I said, great. So I have to say, for the last week, I have had the most incredible front row seat to just the kind of love that Jesus is commanding of us tonight. And all I can do is tell you about it and witness it. It can be tempting, I think, when we hear the word command. It can be tempting to hear this new commandment and to just kind of add it to the list of do's and don'ts along with the other 10 commandments. But maybe a little perspective on this new commandment would help us, right? A thought experiment for us. Let's imagine that you were a few days away from dying. And that kind of classic question is, how would you spend your last few days or your last few hours here on earth? Many of us, like me, I might go to the beach. Maybe I'd head off to a party with some friends or take in one last gaze of that majestic view of the Grand Canyon. Well, here's our perspective tonight. The last thing that Jesus does on earth, knowing that he's going to die, knowing that his betrayer is at hand, the last thing that God in flesh does before going to the cross is to seek out and wash a bunch of feet. And that just has to change the way we hear this new commandment to love. The other commandments came down from on high from a mountaintop. This one comes as God is wiping God's hands and telling us to love. So after everything we've seen along the way, water turned to wine, demons cast out, blind men seeing again, this might be kind of the craziest and most beautiful thing that we've seen. God stooped over, God in flesh, in Christ, stooped over and humbled, so delighted in creation as to pour out love over a bunch of feet, warts and all. In other words, this commandment to love is rooted in God's love for us, God's delight in us. To love one another is to get swept up into the torrent of God's delight. So I hope tonight you hear it less as a command from on high, right? An edict from a throne, and more of an invitation to just jump in, to get caught up in this love. All right. Can't help but tell you this story about the way I watched this week. On Thursday last week, this little ad hoc advisory group we formed realized that we needed a full-time administrative person for all this stuff. I mean, we've got hundreds of volunteers coming our way, and we're pastors writing Holy Week sermons. And we thought, who could possibly jump in this fast and take this on? And wouldn't you know it, after one phone call, we located a retired pastor, a Lutheran, and his wife to help spearhead and coordinate these efforts. One phone call was all it took. And they said, yes, they said, of course, we've been looking for ways to help. Yes. And they jumped in to this torrent of God's delight. And then the next thing we realized is that we needed to form some guidelines, right? Ethics, codes of conduct for spiritual care volunteers, right? Because that's how professionals think. But we thought, who could possibly do this? How could we possibly find somebody who will do this specialized thing on such short notice? And wouldn't you know it, one phone call later, we had a spiritual care ethics expert volunteering their time to write this document, and we had it on our desk the next day. Do you see this yet? This command to love is this invitation into this torrent of God's delight that is flowing. And it gets even crazier. I'm just going to keep going with this. We got on the meeting the next day, and this time the social workers were there, and we were talking to them, and we were telling them about this outpouring of volunteers. And they said, oh, we've experienced this too. In fact, I asked, how could Shepherd the Valley get involved, right? And the social workers said, okay, do us a favor, wait 2 weeks and then tell people to sign up because we're flooded with volunteers and goods right now. We can't take any more. I give you a new commandment that you love, that you jump in to this delight of God. And then there's this one more thing that I can't help but share. It happened again. On Tuesday this week, the Episcopalian bishop emailed and she said, hey, Marcus, I hear you're a musician and a Spanish speaker. Could you sing some songs for a video worship we're putting together? And I said, I hate to break the streak of the one phone call thing, but that's just kind of out of my comfort zone without lots and lots of practice. And then I thought, wait a second, I know this wonderful musician, and that sounds a lot like her work. So I sent one email to Gina, and boom, she's lined up and delighted to help these kids with music. This just keeps happening. I give you a new commandment tonight. You love one another. My prayer tonight is that we hear this less as a command from on high and as an invitation instead. An invitation to love one another is an invitation to jump into the torrent of God's delight that we witness tonight with a bowl of water. I can tell you from this week, watching this outpouring of love for all these migrant children from all corners of the community, it's an incredible, incredible thing to get washed away in. And so tonight, the tradition of the church, out of the same love for one another, is that we wash one another's feet. But out of that same love, we're not worshiping here together. We're worshiping at a distance, keeping our most vulnerable safe. And that's not out of fear. That is out of love for one another. And so tonight, as our service concludes in a few minutes, we're going to do something a little different. You'll be invited into another kind of foot washing, a blessing maybe for those feet of ours, maybe a nudge out the door for those who need a little help being dragged into action, a blessing for our calloused feet, our cynical feet, our cracked and worn out feet. So as an assembly tonight, your words are simple. And they'll appear on your screen. The words are this: guide our feet into the way of peace. Those are the words you're invited to pray over and over again tonight. Guide our feet into the way of peace. Oh God, tonight we pray, wash us away in the torrent of your love and delight. That's our work tonight. That's our work tomorrow. Amen.